Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sales@GabRadioNetwork.com. That's sales.
My suspicion of every food is back. The lead singer is Steve Winwood, by the way. You might be surprised to know that. That's from the serious Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Leslie Grossman, one of our great Brain Trust members, author of Link Out and also Salesation, two of her books. And she is a Vistage chair. You should check them out. Vistage is a great organization that helps small business CEOs all over the country, probably around the world. I'm not sure about that. Get together and discuss things. Leslie, how many roundtables you got right now?
I have three. I have
three going on.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you.
And there are Vistages all over the world. 22,000. CEOs are members.
I thought they were. So that's a good group. But then she's got other things going on besides in her own practice, where she's helping people, and she's working with George Washington University, which is what we're talking about today. Some of the stuff she's teaching them, making herself available to their customers on how to have executive presence, leadership presence. And I said this before we went to the break, Leslie, and you tell me if you want to go in another direction after this, you can. When I try to know as much as I can about the person I'm calling on. I always have since I was taught how to do this. And I try to make sure that not that I be a different person than I am, but that I try to match a little bit more who they are.
Right.
So I come across a little bit better, and so that I, because me being Jim Blasingame, which is not fun for everybody, I realize that I have to pay attention to things like that. But
absolutely.
At the same time, there are people who like my energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And because they're like, anyway, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think energy, first of all, matching is a good idea in sales. We know that. That's a fact. And in general, when we talk about energy, most people want people with energy. Certainly when you're dealing with your employees, showing energy and enthusiasm for your company, mm-hmm. what you do is critical. Your customers, they want to, if they're your clients, they want to see that energy. They want you to come out with enthusiasm and knowing their names, calling them
right.
by name, eye contact,
huge.
All of those things, listening to them. Listening is a big part of executive presence, not just being talking all the time, asking mm-hmm. them questions and really being interested in what they have to say.
That's
and
a really important presence, leadership presence thing
that's
to be
right.
able to do is to show up with energy and still be able to listen.
That, exactly. And that, of course, you're talking about sales. We know that sales is listening to other people, finding out what their needs are, and really, like you said, matching them. But listening is so, so important. Even having a sense of humor and warmth, that people want people that are warm. That's part of presence. Are you coming across as a person who cares about them? And that they enjoy being with, that they are enjoying having a conversation with. And if you get in front of a group, and as a CEO of even a small business, hopefully you're a member of your local Rotary or Lions
right.
Club, and when you
right.
get up there, do you have presence when you get up in front of the group? Do they want to listen to you? And are you articulating and pausing, or are you just rushing through what you talk about? All those things are part of presence. So we need to be conscious and aware of how we come across to other people.
One of those, I'd like to throw a little practice that I've learned a long time ago that's good for sales, but it's also good for leaders. And that's learning how to begin every sentence with one of the interrogatives. If you're asking a customer or if you're talking to an employee, if you say, what do you think about that? What is important to you? Those kind of who, what, when, where, how, and why, the interrogatives. If you begin right. with that, that makes you a better listener because they can't just say yes or no to that. They have to give you an answer.
And exactly. Open-ended questions.
Which you
absolutely.
Listen to them for. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the next step after you ask the question, really listen. Really take it in fully to what they're saying. They know if you're listening or not, or if you're right. glancing to the other side because they're going longer than you want them to.
Right.
Communicating that, that's
absolutely.
Not presence if you're
right.
not listening.
Yep. I've seen that too, and you can't see that on the telephone either, by the way, or on Twitter or on email. You can't see that. You got to get face to face with them. Hey, Leslie, I got to wrap it up. Can I have your website again, please?
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
Check that out, folks. You'll thank me later for that. Hey, Leslie, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Have a great day.
You too, Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Leslie joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.